Oh, good evening, Sunny Met. Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Lovely to have you back.
Also, I am pleased to join with you again.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for coming.
I know that all of you, my dear friends, have been waiting to be able to speak with me on matters that are happening in your world at this time. Firstly, let me say thank you, my dear friends, for all the love and joy you give to many others. Each one here has had the opportunity to show what love can do for the spirit. And it is good for you to know how much of spirit is with you on all of these occasions that you are so worried about. I want to say, happiness does not come easily to all human beings. But I do want to thank you for everything that you have spoken about and given love to people who are basically strangers to you. But I am sure that by now each of you can feel the strength and the upliftment of spirit whenever you call upon it.
Yes.
So, therefore, I take this opportunity to say thank you, my dear friends, for all the love and the work that you do. Because, as I have already said to you, without you, it would be more difficult to keep this contact.
Well, you've given us so much clarity, understanding, and knowledge. We just want—it's a pleasure to try and share it.
Mm. Yes.
And it uplifts us as well.
Yes. I want to speak just a little about your situation on your planet at this moment.
Thank you. Yes. Thank
you. Do not be afraid, my dear friends. Do not allow circumstances to make you feel unhappy or worried, or any of the negative emotions that come to you. It is not only the planet Earth who is what you may call troubled at this time. There are many universes, my dear friend. I believe we have discussed it a little. There are so many galaxies, so many universes, so many more people that you would not recognize who come from other times. All of them at this particular moment in time are suffering in some way or another, because it is time to do so. Remember these words. It is time to do so.
We were talking about suffering being like a path, a passageway to enlightenment.
Yes. So, in knowing that fact, you should be able to say to yourselves, it is all in order, and Spirit will see us through. Mm. So remember those words, my dear friends.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we know there's light at the end of this tunnel. And then...
But you are just one small pinprick in the sand.
Mm. Yeah.
Try to remember also, it is not all to do with planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many planets who are going through the same kind of situations.
Mm. Yeah. We're just a tiny little planet amongst much bigger ones, I'm sure.
But I heard you speak earlier about people passing to spirit, and I want to say, who is it that wishes to say they were too young or something else? Mm-hmm. Because in this type of passing, it is because you have completed the work that you choose to do.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
So never feel sorry for anyone who is coming home to join with the greater union of planets and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I've just been to my auntie's funeral somewhere, and I've felt a real upliftment there, because I knew that she has gone where she wants, but it's the grief of the people left behind.
Yes.
And I did my best to say, you know, where she'd gone and that she was well. I do think it helped a little bit, but it's natural to grieve, isn't it, as a human being when somebody...
As a human being, you have what you call tear ducts.
Yes.
Have you ever imagined what they are for?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Releasing.
There is no trouble in tears. Mm-hmm. If it releases anxiety and everything else that you speak about, can only be a good thing. Have you anything to ask of me?
I did have a few, one or two questions.
Sarah,
you go.
Well, I was only just thinking, you know, it's people's time to go back. But I was thinking of those awful, when I say awful, maybe I shouldn't be saying that now when what you said, Sally, meant, but the shooting of those children in that school in America, well, there have been several around the world. But it's those children's time to go as well, even though it's not their choice on this planet. It's not their choice, but maybe it was their choice before they came here.
It was part of their journey that they chose, yes. But because they are small human beings, and you do have great affection for your young people,
mm-hmm.
we know. But try to learn some lessons from all of these things. Because when you die, as you say, you are going to a very good place.
Mm.
A place that we all wish to gather to.
Mm-hmm.
But even in the desire to go, you must not go because it is part of your plan.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Does that help you?
Yes, thank you.
Did anyone else? I've got a few questions from different people. Have you got time to take a few?
We continue. I will let you know otherwise.
I haven't read them that light too well.
Do you want a stronger torch?
You got a slightly stronger torch, sorry. Yeah. Can't seem to read that writing. I'll read the one I can read first. Actually, the first one was some scientists in Japan, Osaka University, are close to obtaining solar energy from seawater through some kind of chemical process that collects hydrogen peroxide, which should overcome the limitations of solar, are that it's just when the sun's out during the daytime, but this would in effect, I think they're saying, prolong, be able to use, power up the solar energy sort of constantly, 24 hours a day. I just wondered if that was, you mentioned once that energy would come from the sea or the oceans. I wondered if this had anything to do with that.
You have just answered your own question. I told you, did I not, that many answers would occur from the seas, the waters of the worlds, and not only waters of planet Earth, but all of the other surrounding. Water is like a jewel in a crown. So, yes, what these scientists are doing is helping to make life easier and become more knowledgeable themselves about what is available.
So this could be a very important...
It could be, but I feel, or not feel, but I can tell you, it will be a great deal of time before there is a rich reward.
So it's the early days, so we might have to rely on fossil fuels and things for
a while longer, yes. There is much to be learned from not only the seas, but the different planets.
Another one, if you could take another one. Serena, who used to come here, had a question. She's been researching an old civilization called the Tartarians, but they're not in too distant past. I can't seem to read it quite clearly, but I remember the question anyway. These Tartarians, it seems they built buildings often with copper, using copper domes on the tops of buildings, and you can even see them in this country, in many of the cities like Cambridge. You can still see, especially around churches and things. And there's speculation that these copper domes were actually gathering somehow energy from the ether and storing it up and actually producing lighting and perhaps heating for the homes. In the not so long ago, even, could this be that these Tartarians were able to extract energy from the earth, perhaps from the ley lines or something, but quite often the churches have these copper domes, and perhaps is this another example of lost knowledge?
I see there have been so many civilizations connected with the earth planet, situations that you have no knowledge of still. And I am not here to tell you why, because that is part of your evolution. Mm-hmm. You understand? But there is much on planet Earth to be discovered, which will be of great use to many people here at this time and in the coming time too.
Mm-hmm.
You are speaking about a civilization who had great knowledge. People have differing names for them.
Yes.
But it is something for mankind to discover, not for spirit to give the answers to it. Do you understand?
Yes.
That is part of their evolution, to discover and to become aware.
A bit more
in time.
A bit more detective work and
yes. You would not like to have too much information all of the time. No, would you?
No.
I think you mean yes, but that is not likely to happen.
There's just
it's not
so
the
vast.
Right time for us to have that information.
Yes. Yeah.
There's so much knowledge available. It would be bewildering probably to
and so many civilizations that have existed on this planet that you will never find out about in near time. So I hope that helps a little. But it is good for humankind to try to discover for themselves each and please.
Sorry, too much light. Sorry.
Yeah. Just give me a moment, please.
Rediscovering, isn't it? Because it's already happened. You just have to find it again.
Yes, sir. I think I had too much light.
Yes.
From the torch threw up.
Just a moment, please. Yes. Yes, please continue.
There was one other question from a reader, if you can take one more. Tony Hawkins, this is a subject that's probably come up already, I think it has, but possibly an it might be a new slant on it, but yeah, again, I'm going to have to summarise it. But I think his first wife passed to spirit about 37 years ago, and he had a son that passed to spirit about 5 years ago. He's also got several other sons that have all had children, and I think even a few grandchildren over the years. He's about 80, I think, now, and he's just wondering about the idea that his wife that passed 37 years ago could easily have reincarnated into one of the children. He's not suggesting that that's happened, but I think it's more the possibility that can happen. Perhaps for the son that only departed 5 years ago, he wonders if that would be too soon a time to possibly, if they did wish to reincarnate into the family, if you like, of the other son's children's. And then he wondered about if he departs at some point from this world, because he's quite elderly now, and his wife has already reincarnated, then would they, but he answers his own question in a way, would they still be able to communicate? He thinks yes, they would, through their astral travel at night or something. So.
Yes. Yes, but what he is saying to you indeed happens all of the time. When people want to reincarnate back instead of going forward. But that is their wish that is their free will still being used. Mm-hmm. So yes, you could have a elderly parent come back as a young child. It happens all the time, but I have to say it belongs to the person, not anyone else. They must make the decisions for themselves.
Yes, I understand. So they're central to the seat. They won't come back necessarily just...
It's not automatically... No.
Just because there was a marriage of strong love or...
And, of course, two men and women do like to wait for each other, especially when there has been a very strong love bond.
They do like to wait for each other.
Yes, they can if they wish, or they can move forward. But normally there would have been some kind of, I will use the word contract lightly, for doing this before they came. Yes. Has that helped a little?
Yes, that clarified. Sorry, Sarah, what were you saying? Did you have...
Oh, I thought Sonia was going to say something again. So, when we go into spirit, sometimes we have to, won't have to come back. We haven't finished what we need to do here. But if we haven't finished what we need to do here, can we still move on instead?
No, you cannot move on until you have decided that what you need to do is imminent. It may take hundreds of your years even. It may take just 1 week of your time. But again, it is up to each individual. What happens? Nobody is forced to do anything they do not want to do.
Okay. Because you mean you said the decision to move forward, I thought we sort of had to come back to finish off what we hadn't done. No.
I would like to dispel that whilst I am here. No one is forced to do anything they are not ready to do. It may take them another 2,000 years in spirit before they decide to come back for whatever reason. So, yes. Does that help you?
Yes, thank you. Yes.
There's no hurry because there's no time.
Yes. Time belongs to your planets, not to spirits. Yeah.
Could I ask a quick question?
Yes.
I'm not sure you can answer it, but it's been a bit of a funny year for me. But I believe something happened. Like, I was reading up on soulmates and connection, and one thing caught my eye, and it was, if you do meet your soulmate, nothing kind of gets in the way. And it just pulls you, kind of, there's no stopping it, regardless of your situation. And I was just wondering if you could confirm if that's what's happened.
With you?
Yeah.
Yes. No, you cannot put blame to any other person. Each of you are individual in so many ways. Each of you have free will, which we have been discussing. The majority of people coming to spirit know what they are coming to and what they went to. If there is any blockage, I'll call it, or any other disturbance, that is to do with the individual spirit.
Okay.
Even it, if you feel it is a soulmate, that cannot stop you doing what you have to do.
Okay.
But I know what you are speaking of, and many people, there are many questions to be posed about soulmates. And people have so many viewpoints. But just know this, that as a spirit you are a being of love, you are a being able to match in time anything else other than love. So I would say to you, my dear friend, it is time for you to move forward and to, I won't say neglect or ignore, but I will say be focused on what you wish to do in this lifetime now.
Thank you.
Ask for help from Spirit and it will be given. You understand?
Thank you.
Yeah. Now I feel I must leave you now, but my dear friends, I have been so happy to rejoin with you once more. I hope any questions you have may be answered honestly and truthfully. And I desire that the love you hold from Spirit, that it always be with you at all times.
Thank you.
Love goes with you.
Our love goes with you.
Yes.
We're so grateful for your visits.
Yeah. I hope it has lifted your thinking.
It always does.
Because too many people become afraid.
Yeah.
And what is being afraid if it is not just fear allowed to take hold? We do all we can to help you, my dear friends.
It's nice but to know you're always with us.
Yeah. Yes. You can speak to me at any time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there is much to be done at this time.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But remember, it can be done, and you are beings of light.
Mm.
Great light. In the realms of the universe.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. There's still a lot of fear around and we still need to get our brooms to sweep it all away.
You are doing well. I am so happy that you are able to understand. But there is no point in going over things that have happened.
Mm-hmm.
You must look forward. You must choose your lives in time to come.
Mm-hmm.
And then things will become clearer for you. So until we come together again, I will say thank you, my dear friend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.